Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Yo, guess what?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed.
Yes.
Want to hear about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Moe Thug South, plus Courtney. She's the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. It's very potent, like THC on steroids, like super potency. And it has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. And it's perfect for the weekend, relaxing, for a party. There's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So you can go to getblitz.com, that's getblitzed.com, and use the code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That's not, you know, that's a pretty decent little discount there. I tried it, incredibly relaxing. I used to sometimes, after work, I would do a shot of bourbon after work to like wind down before I go to sleep. That's all I do now is get blitzed. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, chill, it's perfect.
What do you usually drink it with?
I just drink it out of the thing. I just do a shot. Like,
wow,
it's hardcore. No,
not really. It's just like a quick little, quick split. Like, I know what a teaspoon is.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink a teaspoon of it. Yeah,
right,
to mix it. Right. How about you, Joe?
I mixed the cherry one with Coke or Sprite. And actually, I'll have a gummy or something here and there. I'm not a big smoker, but. The Get Blitzed, I've already ordered my second bottle. It's that enjoyable. You put your little spoon into a glass of soda and you're just sipping, relaxing, playing a game or even editing or anything. And it works, dude. You chill. And I went up doing it a few nights a week. It's good stuff.
I can't imagine anybody that tries this won't have 100% satisfaction from the product. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low quality imitations with shady ingredients, Check out Get Blitz now at GETBLITZED.com. That's GETBLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 50% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
You just want to get baited, you just want to relax, or you just want to get blitzed? Boom. GetBlitz.com.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom, and started off with some football.
I got our results here. We all, you know, you guys went 3-3. I went 2-4. So nobody was really that on point for these for this round of the playoffs.
All right, let's review what we saw.
Yeah.
So Joe Flacco was getting a lot of was getting a lot of praise because he was throwing for a bunch of yards, but he had been throwing a lot of interceptions too, right? And this game was actually very entertaining the first half. A lot of scoring, a lot of, you know, Stroud looks excellent. But then all of a sudden, you know, like two pick sixes, like right one after the other, this game would just turn into a blowout. What did you think of this game?
Really, the only thing that I could say is incredible. Which game are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Browns and Texans.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were talking about. I'm sorry. Bro, so the rookie becomes the youngest quarterback ever to win a playoff game with a rookie coach, you know, just with precise pinpoint. One of the things that I love that they did, their defensive coordinator, Matt Burt, besides giving them different looks on the majority of their plays, bro, I love what they did. With like 5 seconds left, they would call an audible on the defensive side, so the quarterback wouldn't have enough time to call an audible on his side. And they were just – they were bringing it, bro. Great job. Great coaching job. I couldn't believe that Cleveland's defense got ripped apart like this.
The defense didn't really get ripped apart as bad as –
well, at the end, the last quarter.
So the next game went exactly as I thought it would. Just way too cold for the Dolphins. They got blown out. They didn't have a chance. What did you think of this? You kind of – when you were watching this, did you think that the Dolphins had any shot here?
Yeah. Well, when I thought Andy Reid's mustache had frozen on the sideline, I said, yeah, it's not going to be a good day for that. And then Patrick Mahomes' helmet got shattered. Remember? Did you see that?
Yeah, he got broke. Yeah.
Well, he finally found a receiver, that Rashi Rice. He looked really good because, as you know, he hasn't had anybody. Pacheco, he almost got 100 yards. This ain't the Dolphins from the beginning. Listen to this. I actually wrote this down. Peacock set its record for viewing with Saturday's Chiefs versus Dolphins wildcard playoff game with 23 million viewers. That's not just on Peacock. As it was on TV in the Kansas City, Miami area. Did a 45 rating. That's ridiculous.
Damn. I think Taylor Swift's being in the crowd has really, you know, she's probably responsible for that major rating, you know.
Well, you know the funny thing? There was a thing, this went viral, and they were showing the fans that they were doing that thing back and forth, right?
Right.
And I was like, you know, people getting like, oh, this is so annoying. It's like, I don't have a problem with Taylor Swift at the games because celebrities at football games marking out for the team I think is good television.
Right.
It's all this other stupid shit they're doing. Like, they're having a story. Like, this was on like NFL.com and Schefter and like all these people repeating this. Kyle Jersey, the fullback on the 49ers, Kyle Jersey, whatever, his wife designed, like custom designed Taylor Swift's Travis Kelce jacket.
Right.
And like, that was like a story.
Right.
And it's like, dude, that's what annoys the football fans. You know, trying to bring this stupid, like, oh, look at the jacket that Taylor Swift is wearing. Let's get the story on her jacket.
Right.
It's like, no, just show her the crowd marking out for the team is fine with me. I don't want to know. As a football fan, you know, wow, who made that jacket that she's wearing? That's what I think the annoying shit is. You agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't – I saw all the negative tweets about that specific shot of them doing the dance, whatever you would call it. But I don't have a problem with it, but if it's overkill and it's like, let's see what Taylor thinks. Let's see what's Taylor. Who gives a shit? You know, well, it's like when Madonna used to go to Alex Rodriguez's games or Dennis Rodman. Like, I don't give a fuck to Madonna's in the crowd.
She's literally, you wanted to get her reacting genuinely to the product. That's what you want when you show a celebrity on the screen. If she's like doing
we're celebrity obsessed. So obviously, whenever a celebrity's there, because if you were running a venue, Joe, whether it's a restaurant or a sporting thing, and a celebrity comes, you want to give them VIP treatment or show on TV that the celebrity
Instagram it up.
That your show. Yeah. I remember one time I went to this Ballator show and they were like, oh, we need some people for TV. Where's Goldberg? They were freaking out because they couldn't find Goldberg because they needed for the TV audience to see that there were celebrities there. You know?
Yeah.
So we're very celebrity obsessed, so they are important. To a lot of people.
And I'm sure her fans do watch. I'm just saying I would prefer it if, all right, you show her if she's reacting to a play that Travis is involved in, you know, not just every stop or catch. I don't need to know what Taylor thinks.
Constantly.
Yeah,
right. Show her like 5 or 6 times the entire game.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's Taylor Swift and some fucking bum chick. You know what I'm saying? It's Taylor Swift. Yeah. The best selling artist.
Woman of the year, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So Sunday was entertaining because the Packers just came out from the first snap, just blitzed the Cowboys. This was a coaching mismatch. The Packers were running plays. They were getting like 70, it's like 5 yards per play in the NFL is like a good average. They were getting 7 yards per play. And they were just running all over them. And Aaron Jones was running all over them. And Dak was throwing pick sixes. And this game was never close. And you're just showing the crowd shots of the desperation and the showing Cowboys fans just completely just like, you know, defeated this is great. I thought this is, I like it that the Packers, bro, Jordan Love looks really good.
He looks incredible, bro. He was throwing under pressure off his back foot. He's ridiculous. Him and Stroud have big fans in me. They are on a whole nother level. They're rookies, man.
The last 8 weeks, they were the number 2 offense in the NFL.
Yeah, and this is what I couldn't believe. So the Cowboys were undefeated at home this year. Mm-hmm. The best offense in the NFC, top 5 defense. Okay? Bro, they were down 27-0.
Yeah, before and then 34-7. They came out of the second half and just they give another touchdown. Right?
And not only that, Aaron Jones, who's from El Paso, a Texas boy, he ran all over them. I was super happy.
So then Sunday night, another good game. This was a good game because I bet on the Rams, right? And they were getting 3.5 points. So the Lions got out to a 14-3 lead. But, bro, you could tell the Rams were not going down without a fight. They were hitting good third downs.
This Puka was a
great. This was a great game.
It was.
Yeah, and the Lions defense held the fork. They only gave they didn't allow a touchdown in the second half. It looked kind of a dirty play on the Rams tight end when the guy just went right for his knees and tore his ACL. Yeah. The running back Kyron Williams also broke his hand in this, so that had an effect on this. But the Rams showed up, but the Lions were the better team. This is an entertaining game.
Yeah, it's super entertaining game. I mean, they won their first playoff in over 30 years. The great backstory. I like how Stafford, who used to play for Detroit, had put up really big numbers and gave him everything he had. He got booed. That was great.
Bro,
I
read that the tickets for this game in Detroit were so hot that the minimum price that, like, to go in the secondary markets to get in was like $1,600, right? And the get-in price, where you could just get in for standing room only, was like $570. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, bro, and I love that Eminem was there, that fucking Barry Sanders, who might be my favorite player of all time, top 3, and Megatron were there, Calvin Johnson, who was in it. You know, it was good. I was happy for Nash. I was happy for our boy Jeff Katz because they're huge Detroit fans, finally. This was a great game. It was a shootout. Yeah.
You know
and
what?
Also, Montgomery and the rookie, Jibs, they did a real good job, too.
Conan.
What up? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the holiday season is upon us. And for many of us, it means we're going to have 12. Right. Well, for many of us, it means we're going to have 12 cheat days of Christmas when it comes to our diet. But don't freak out. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have got you covered with Carb Defender. Now, Carb Defender is an amazing supplement that you take before you eat a high-carb meal to help reduce the negative effects of excessive carbohydrates. The holiday season is a perfect time to have some Carb Defender on hand so you don't lose all the progress you made in the gym. Combine Carb Defender with our best-selling Fat Burner X-Lean 5 for an ultimate fat burning experience that'll be ready to attack 2024 in your best shape ever. Go to LegacySubs.com and use code K100 to get a 10% discount and help the show. K100 is the most used discount code at LegacySubs.com. We're very proud of our K100 fan for supporting Legacy and taking pride in their bodies. I'll be honest with you. Every holiday season, starting around Thanksgiving and stuff like that, I always put on about 5 to 10 pounds because I cheat far too much. So I have actually recently ordered my Carb Defender and the X-Lean 5. And come March, the weight will be back off. A little bit of exercise. Keep the diet clean. Legacy Subs combined with good diet and exercise can't be healthy.
Well, this is one, they've been with us for years now. We've been doing, you know, great business with them. One of the biggest selling items is that natural testosterone booster. A lot of people have been really putting that over.
I hear about it all the time in the Discord, and just people on Twitter will hit me up and say, thanks for, you know, the recommendation and all that. People really dig this stuff.
It increases your strength, your energy, and your libido, improves sleep and well-being. And a lot of people really like the TEDx 9. What do you like, Joe?
I actually took Nick's advice, and I did add the Carb Defender. So I do the Carb Defender with the X-Lean 5 now. And between that and the other dieting stuff I'm doing and getting a little more exercise, you know, I feel tremendous. And sleep's better, and it makes you feel better overall. You drop a couple pounds, you don't realize, hey, that's why my back hurt, you know, or something like that. So this stuff has been a big help.
All right, so, you know, we always try to look after your well-being and your hygiene and your health. This is another example. Sponsor's been with us for a while. By the way, for those of you in the know, Nick Aldis is still on probation. That will never change. And get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
It's LegacySupps.com.
Boom.
I got a story for you.
Yeah.
So Calvin, my chiropractor / kinesiologist back in Atlanta that Raven still goes to, right?
Right.
Like he sees a lot of the high school and college athletes and everything, but he also sees Calvin Johnson, right?
Right.
Bro, you know why Calvin Johnson retired so early?
No.
He said his feet would just hurt too much.
Really?
He just had achy feet. He says, I can't play on turf. It's like, you know, see, he quit because it's just like, you know, like halfway through the season, it's, you know, just doing a simple thing like, you know, like walking around, just your feet ache. And that's why he had to quit, you know?
That's weird.
You think it's kind of sad if you think about it. So the Bills just shit kicked the Steelers. Bro, everybody, like, Mark Madden has been on a kick that, like, the Steelers need to fire Mike Tomlin, right? They've had, like, three playoff wins in, like, 16. Because it's just all they do is finish above 500, and they're not even remotely close to being a threat to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's like,
but,
look,
they,
it's
make,
like,
the, but they make the playoffs a lot, but that's all they do.
The last four playoff games combined after the first quarter, they've been down 66-0. Like, all they do is get into the playoffs and lose.
Right.
Like anytime they even
get in. Yeah, I can see the frustration. Yeah.
I just think it's time. This guy's taking you as far as you can. And, like, if you've only had three playoff wins in 16 years, the standards for other teams would be way, way higher than that. But he kind of just, like, wins enough to keep his job. But it's like they're not going to go anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Okay,
you ready to make the picks for this week?
No, I just want to Joe, we got to talk about your Eagles. They got smoked.
Ugh. The only thing that we had to feel good about was the Cowboys disaster, and then we had one of our own.
Well, you were probably gloating that the Phillies fans are probably gloating that the Cowboys lost, and they got their comeuppance when they got the shit kicked out of them too. So
right, because you know how it is. Like around here, like, you'll have really close friends that just were Cowboys fans, and you're like, what the fuck? Why? What do you mean you're a Cowboys fan? So there's a lot of arguing.
I was very hesitant on Philadelphia, and then when AJ Brown was out with a knee injury, I was like, "Yeah, these guys are winning."
Like, all you're right, like, so yeah, you're a Braves fan, right? What was the team that, like, younger kids and up into your college years in Atlanta that your friends would take that weren't the Braves, and you'd be like, "What is your fucking problem? What was it? Phillies, Yankees?"
Well, you know Atlanta? What I mean? Nobody.
They all like the Braves. Yeah.
The South, because South is different. They like the Bulldogs. They like the Braves. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking
so this week,
Cowboys fans.
So this week we start off with the Texans and the Ravens. Bad news for the Texans. The temperature is supposed to be in the 20s this weekend, and in the playoffs, whenever dome teams have played outdoors in under 30 degree weather, they're 2-6 by cut. So this does not bode well for Texans. What do you think about? I like the Ravens, obviously. They're like 9 points.
Where is it at?
Baltimore.
Yep. Shitty weather.
Wow. Stroud just looks incredible, but I'm going to have to go with Baltimore.
Same.
Right. So next is the Packers and the 49ers. The Packers are on fire. The 49ers had the week off. This should be a shootout. But I think the 49ers are going to end up pulling away because, like, the Packers, have, like, the last five games the Packers have played have been must-win games. And it's like, I think it's just the level of intensity they've had to play with is going to catch up with them here. So I like the Niners.
Yeah, I got the Niners.
I like the Buccaneers, the Lions. I think the Lions might win the game. I'm going to pick the Buccaneers because I think they're going to cover the spread. I think this will be the best game of the weekend. I like to the Lions defense has been playing good and Baker's look great. I know the Lions have looked good too, but you know, Tampa's defense is a little bit better than the Lions defense right now. So I think I like Tampa Bay. Plus the Lions D-backs kind of disrespected Baker this week. Said like he was talking about the receiving corps. He goes, yeah, those guys would be really good if they had a good quarterback. Right. And you know Baker's got that swag. You gotta like Baker in this spot.
Are you ready for this? He's got that Johnny Manziel swag. Like he's gonna take no bullshit. I got Lions.
Yeah, I got the Lions as well.
I would take the Buccaneers to be out Lions.
Yep.
So very interesting. The Chiefs are at the Bills. The Bills are favored by 3 points. I like the Chiefs to win this game outright. There's this trend that's been working really well in like the gambling circles. It's called like the injury power rating, like the IPA or something like that. Right. And like the average on injury power rating is usually like 87 is the benchmark. Like that's not good or bad. But you're fine, right? You got maybe a couple injuries, but it's no big deal. Bro, the injury situation this game, the Bills are a 91 and the Chiefs are a 92 and the Bills are like an 81. Like the Chiefs are super healthy, everybody's healthy. Yeah. The Bills have tons of injuries. I think that's going to be the telltale stat
on defense, bro. They got a lot of injuries on defense.
Yeah, so I think that Pat Mahomes, you know, bro, this is like becoming like Brady and Manning. Mahomes and Allen.
That, but the worst part is they already lost to them twice. You know. Buffalo already lost to Kansas City twice in the playoffs. This will probably be number three.
And this is Pat Mahomes' first ever road playoff game in his career.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Interesting.
No,
huh?
But it sounds.
All right, so that's it. So I get the Chiefs, the Buccaneers, the Niners, and the Baltimore. Who do you got, Conan?
I got Baltimore, the Lions, the 49ers, and who's the other one, Joe?
Chiefs and Bills.
You got the Chiefs, right?
Right. Bro, I want when you get a chance, I want you to write this down so you can send it to Disco Joe. There's this kid I watched on YouTube the other day. He's a 22-year-old Welsh rugby star. His name is Lewis Reese, /Zamit. He's going to join the NFL. They say, listen to this, this kid's 22, and I watched his highlights. He's fucking ridiculous. And he's faster on a rugby field, and they timed it. I don't know how. It says 24.2 miles per hour than Tyreek Hill on a football field, 23.2 miles per hour.
Wow.
This kid's ridiculous, bro.
I'm going to be the outlier for that last game there, and I'm going to take the Bills.
All right.
And since we had a bet before DI and I was successful, I'd like to give you the opportunity here. I'll bet you 100 American dollars the Bills beat the Chiefs.
Well, that's great, Joe, because the Chiefs are getting 3 points. So why don't I go to the sports book and bet $100 and get the 3 points?
Fine. Don't have any fun.
All right. All right. So that's been our sports.
So if you got any questions or opinions, comments, whatever, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Boom.